Lorna Golombek is an accomplished holistic health practitioner with over 30 years' experience in the health and wellness industry, and she is the founder of Seed Physiotherapy. She has extensive skills in physiotherapy, cancer rehabilitation, and women's wellness support using epigenetic precision health coaching. Lorna joins 101.5's Morning Magazine for our Tuesday's edition of Health and Wellbeing in her role as a health and wellness coach. Good morning, Lorna.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, Lorna, last time we talked a little bit about the practice of gratitude and how it supports optimal health, relationships, and general satisfaction with life. What are we going to talk about today?
So, Rosemary, today we're going much broader and talking about thriving in life, reasons for embracing a sustainable, healthy lifestyle.
Ooh, that sounds interesting. Let's go.
It sure is, Rosemary. So living a healthy lifestyle is something that impacts every single one of us. And it's something that we would want to be sustainable, align with our values and beliefs, and help create a sense of resilience in both our bodies and minds. So when people Google healthy lifestyle, they're often wanting to know, what does that really mean? And the answer to that is that it's about engaging in behaviors that support our bodies and minds to adapt to the world around us. It involves nourishing ourselves with the right foods, staying active through exercise, nurturing meaningful relationships, and contributing professionally and personally. And you might wonder, well, why is this important? Well, simply put, it's to enjoy life more. When we prioritize our health, we increase our health span, ensuring we can enjoy life to the fullest for longer. Moreover, research suggests that exercise in our middle years can significantly reduce the risk of all sorts of chronic diseases, including dementia, which seems to be on the rise, and certainly none of us would choose ill health in the last 10 years of our life. So the physical benefits of a healthy lifestyle means having the energy, who doesn't want more energy, to tackle each day with energy, enduring restorative sleep, and possessing a body that can respond effectively to any emergency. So it's about being fit and ready for the extra demands life throws at us without the risk of injury. In contrast, an unhealthy lifestyle makes everything so much harder. We will lack energy, we'll struggle with injuries, may even miss out on precious moments with loved ones. So a healthy lifestyle also plays a vital role in stress reduction. When we're physically healthy, our bodies cope better with stresses. And life isn't without stress, so our hearts can recover efficiently after physical activity, our digestive systems can function optimally, and we can experience better mental clarity. Moreover, quality sleep, which is dependent on our daytime activities, is absolutely essential for stress recovery. So when's the right time to start prioritizing our health? Well, ideally, it's a lifelong journey and not just something to be embraced during a health crisis or to lose weight for a special event. Starting early obviously sets a great foundation, but when we're younger, we don't really pay attention to this. So in our 30s and 40s is when we may notice metabolic changes happening, and that then starts our little alarm bell going that this is emphasizing the importance of maintaining or building strength, fitness, and also nurturing relationships with others. As we age, so getting into our 50s and 60s, the need to double down and even triple down on our health becomes increasingly evident. Chronic diseases can begin to surface, but with awareness and effort, we can maintain wonderfully functioning bodies well into our later years. In fact, research shows that simple activities like strength training can significantly rejuvenate our bodies, even returning blood flow levels to those seen in our 20s. That's a big wow. So getting started can feel overwhelming due to a huge amount of information available, but just focusing on fundamentals as we look to improve 1% each day can just be enough to kickstart a way of being that says yes to more nutritious eating, more movement, and more positive interaction in our relationships. And the best part is once you're in the groove, it becomes enjoyable. We don't have to try so hard because healthy living becomes second nature. It becomes who you are. You don't become the person that wants to go to Macca's every day. You become the person that actually their stomach gets upset if they go to Macca's every day. So by aligning our behaviors with our beliefs and values, we not only enhance our lives, but also contribute positively to the world around us. So remember, living a healthy lifestyle isn't just about ticking off boxes. It's about creating resilience in our bodies and minds, aligning our actions with our beliefs, and ultimately enjoying life to the fullest. Because isn't that what we're here for? So let's prioritize our health, not just for ourselves, but for the ones we love and the world that we live in.
Lorna, thank you so much. We've enjoyed having you today and we look forward to hearing more and more from you next time. And with each of these little hints, it gives us something to look forward to through the next couple of weeks until we do speak to you again. Thank you.
Thanks, Rosemary. Bye for now.